Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We are taping the Mike O'Mara Show a half hour early today, ladies and gentlemen. I got to tell you something. First, Rob got me all sidetracked by playing this music. I love this song. I truly do. Can you turn it up for me, Rob, so I can actually hear it? Thank you. Yeah, everybody. How are you? Mike O'Mara Show. Good morning. It's a fabulous Thursday, everybody.
You know why that song is so great? Is the thing that goes, boom.
All right, start it again.
All right.
Do you have a jingle? Or
I can jingle into it. Give me one sec.
Yeah, jingle into it. Mm-hmm. It's just to, you know, I mean, it's the habit. You jingle into these songs and it works better. I'll tell you about my latest doctor's visit adventure in a second here.
All right. Nothing big.
But
let's see.
It's just an interesting destination.
Hey, let's have a little fun.
All right. 77. Trump Comey get together for a Thursday morning. How you doing? My name's Ben Trump, and my name is Sam Comey. How are you, everybody? Having a fantastic time in Washington, D.C. All eyes on us today. The ratings have been absolutely incredible because the show every day is full of surprises. Nobody ever knows what's going to happen. Every time I move, I lose when I look up. So today, tape, you can turn it off. Today, the show starting half an hour early due to the fact that I have my follow-up medical appointment with the PA of the PA of the doctor's assistant of the assistant to the nurse of the assistant. How do they water it down in our American medical system now? Whatever it is, it's like, well, the doctor will only see you the only time a doctor will see you if you hear this sound. Do you know what that is?
What's that?
That would be knocking on death's door. That's when the doctor sees you.
Now, is this person qualified? Here's where I sort of drew a line of demarcation.
Yes.
Would this person be qualified to write you a prescription?
Yes.
Okay, so they're above that level.
But the way it works is the last time I had my hip thing and I had issues, which I don't this time.
Right.
And I went in. It was the assistant that diagnosed everything. She's just as good as the doctor.
Right.
And the doctor comes in. If you've ever seen Monty Python's Meaning of Life,
sure.
When the hospital administrator walks in to see the machine that goes bing.
Yeah.
That's basically.
He loves
I understand I have a cough. What sort of problem is that then? So here's the good news. So I call the massive health system down here in Southwest Florida. I think it's called the Octogenarian. It's Octogenarian Health is what it is. Keeping 80-year-olds alive.
That's the building that has all handicap parking in front.
Exactly.
Every spot is blue.
They're all, you know, the handicap spaces as far as the eye can see. And the bottom line is when you call them, I call the massive scheduling center.
Okay.
And the lady says, I'm saying, okay. I said, yes, I need to, I got two pieces of paper when I got my little procedure. One of the pieces of paper said that I need to follow up with my surgeon on a certain date. I made that appointment already.
Sure.
And the other piece of paper was that I have to see a doctor as a follow-up after surgery. It's the same thing I did last time.
Procedure.
Okay. Your doctor has availability July 11th.
I said, that's not going to work. Silence. This is when you know immediately you're dealing with someone who doesn't care. You are not a human being and there will be no effort. I said, I made the appointment, but I assumed it was June and it wasn't going to be the 80-year-old convention. He's booked till July 11th. And you hear that, you can see the eyebrows that are up around the bitch's hairline at this point already because she doesn't care at all.
No, and this is probably the 14th time of 50 that she won't care that day.
She won't care at all. And I'm tired and I'm still recovering like 2 weeks ago from this and I don't have the energy to go toe-to-toe with this woman. So I wait. I wait a couple of days and then I call this other lady and... It's what you hear people say. If you get into a big system, it can be banks, it can be creditors, it can
anything.
If you're in the big system, Hang up and just find another person. There's going to be another person on the call center, and they'll be helpful. And this person comes back to me immediately. She said, oh, I see on your chart here that you had complications from a previous surgery. That puts you on a priority list, and they block out certain amounts of time for you to go. And I'm like, wow. What? I felt like saying, what's it like? And she said, what is what like? What is it like really like helping people? What's it like really actually paying attention to just a slight detail that puts me, you know, in a more advantageous position?
Isn't it really an industry based on helping people? That should be totally the priority.
And then there are people, but it also, and this is whether you buy a car, whether you buy a piece of, what did I miss?
Oscar's making a face.
Oscar ought to put some $5 into the jar today. I think it's the time for the tardy jar for all of us. I'll have one here in South Florida.
I'm sure that's going to help us.
It's the tardy jar.
I'm willing to pay the $5. 100%.
Okay.
100%.
So, $5 or a dollar, do you think? What do you
think? $5 is fine.
I think $5.
Oscar, before you commit, I mean, $5.
Mike, if $5 gets me off any BS for being late, I'm good with that.
I think, Rob, we have to accept the $5 bid because we will be the beneficiary.
Yes. Sure. Pizza all around.
I don't want to dwell on this, but so the $5, we'll have the big jar. And can we make it like a big enough jar where I can actually see the tardy jar? We'll call it the tardy jar.
I will go. You know what? I think if I go to like a
to do a special. I have something in my trunk.
Of course
we'll
you
use
do.
It there.
Is it?
It's a mason jar.
Is she still breathing?
It's a mason
tardy jar.
Okay.
What will the tardy jar be used for? That's what we have to, because it's going to be the greater good.
Oh, a hat.
Now I'm excited. Now I'm going to root for him to be like.
A beautiful hat.
Yeah. Hey, let's say roughly $5 a week. We go $5.25. That's
$100
a month.
$5 a week. That's $100 a month. Week.
356 days a year.
I don't know.
Anything's possible.
Secret Santa at the end of the year?
We don't do gifts anymore, Mike.
No, but I know we don't do gifts, but if we do...
birthdays, we don't do anything.
Bonuses is boring. Think about Rob, come on, you're devious.
You know what?
Mind has been going.
It goes to the best intern of the semester. How's that?
Oh, with a secret ballot? That's tough. Oh,
that's
tough.
Such
I was
a
thinking
nice
of
thing to do that doesn't benefit.
Hey, how about some sort of reward for a listener?
No,
that's even worse. That's
why it was funny.
How about all right, the intern. Here we go. This is the way it'll work.
Okay.
The intern of the month.
I mean, that's what I just said.
Well, you know, you said year, semester.
Same premise. Yes, we're on the same page.
Same premise, I think. Yeah. And then
the IOTM.
And then we empty the jar, and then we can start filling the jar again.
100%. I think it's great. It'll be fun.
Yes.
Tardy jar.
Yeah, I could just imagine this.
Not Friday, but Monday.
A young lad or young lady going home, be like, "Oh my God, Oscar's so late all the time. I got $75.
I got $75 in the target."
And also, I say this:
done deal.
Hold it. With Mac as part of the team.
Mac does not count.
I was going to say with Mac part of the team, and I was using air quotes.
He's DQ'd.
I was going to say he should still have to kick in a dollar.
He's late on a regular basis during the show.
Ashley and Emmy, who are in our interns on campus today. Ashley, Emmy, intern late, $1 goes into the jar. What do you think?
I think if it's $5, then I better not be late because I don't got $5 to
okay,
my
so,
name.
But
we're not going
to
shake them down, Mike.
Here's the thing.
But they could get it back if they're on the mark.
Hear me out. If we are rewarding interns by giving them the contents of the tardy jar and an intern is late to the show and they don't contribute, that is completely inequitable. I think $1 from an intern into the tardy jar, $5 for the principals.
That's fair.
Okay? I think that's fair.
Diego, Max,
and for
stack them on your ones. Cigarettes would be great.
And I can't wait for the interns to pay and change because that's going to sound great. Going right into the tardy mason jar.
Exactly. And it applies to all the three principals on the show and the interns and Pony Boy. Pony Boy, you get the intern rate. You're going to get the intern rate.
I appreciate
rate,
it.
Okay?
Well, he's
Pony
never
Boy
late.
He's just smoking cigarettes. He's here at 5.
I know. He's 5
a.m.
So getting back to the whole thing about this appointment. So they're helpful and they get. But I'm really meeting with this other PA. And I'm going to a different office, and that's the entire reason I brought this into the show.
Okay,
today. I believe, and I'm not sure. I will update you tomorrow. I believe that I am going to a doctor's appointment today in a rest home.
Oh,
I believe that's
no.
where I am going. That's the way it's been explained to me.
Old man Hobble.
I believe, old man, thank you
old
for remembering that.
Man
old
Hobble.
Man Hobble. I believe that I am going to this place that where is the second location of this PA, who apparently is now working for two doctors because the system is stretched to the you won't get any older and you won't ever die.
Well,
I swear.
An old
to
folks
God.
Home for a doctor's office, if you're going to take that,
oh,
and
you're
you,
setting up
it's
shop.
Perfect. You don't have to deal with any handicap ramps. You don't have to deal with steps. It's
also
perfect.
Mike, what's great is instead of the waiting room, you can go play bingo and maybe win a banana.
Yeah, like very, very exciting. Carla's going to be waiting for me in the car.
Today, she's taking you?
Well, she asked to. I can't drive for a month.
That's how I didn't know that. Man.
Yeah, this is a big deal. I don't think
Carla calls this a drop off.
Hey, you know, I talk about recovery and I talk about bitching. I probably don't ever really tell you guys
poor
exactly.
Carla.
Yeah, poor Carla.
Like. If I were to pull down my pants,
hey,
and show you my right side,
Mike, it's elective surgery. We don't want to hear it. All right, it's
you, like,
it's
yeah.
If you pull down your pants, you're putting $10 in the target
yeah.
jar.
It's like,
by the way,
it's like a girl who got a breast augmentation. I'd be like, okay, I get it. You're sore.
That's
you decided
right.
to
it's
do this.
Just
it's going
like
to be amazing.
It's really not like that at all.
It's just like breast augmentation, you incredible ass. That's right. I wanted my ass to look better, so I carved myself. No, I wanted to walk up a flight of stairs.
With your beautiful breast.
With my beautiful new perky nippled breast. Here's the thing. The bottom line is they gave me detailed directions, and this place is, she said, look for, she said, it's it's a couple of blocks past the Bonefish.
Sure and it is.
Oh, nice.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Coconut
Isn't
shrimp.
Everything in America a couple of blocks past the Bonefish?
Yes, but remember, those specials start at 4:30, so
except
you want to get in early.
Except
early
for D.C., I would yeah. kill for a Bonefish on this block.
Wonderful sauces. Wonderful
now,
sauces.
Now, the only problem I have is this is a new assistant to the doctor that I have, and the one that left was the one that diagnosed me like perfectly the first time I had all that.
Oh,
but
no.
Here's the thing. I don't have the issues that I had
but
last
they,
time.
But they leave with the double X? Like,
No.
No, I don't know. I don't know. And it's also, it's Pat situation because the doctor's name is, or the PA's name is Jesse. So Jesse is an ambiguous name. I don't know whether Jesse's going to be, let's have a look at that scar. Or if Jesse's like, hi, Mr. O'Meara. I don't know.
No, it's going to be the Jesse from Breaking Bad.
Mr. White.
Hey,
Mr. White, let's put some
meth
in there. Let's put some meth. But I do believe that the only reason I brought this up is I do believe the location that's not my regular doctor's location will be inside.
That's
an assisted
awesome.
Living facility today. That's where I believe I'm going. Same place my mother died.
Solid
if you
egress
gotta go.
And ingress, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think so. Yeah. I think so.
Should be big fun and excitement for the whole world. And other than that, it's more fun and more thrills. And then I'll be back home glued to my TV like everybody else today. Isn't that fun?
The we'll James Comey show?
We'll see if James Comey or Donald Trump ends up in the assisted living facility, ladies and gentlemen. Start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You are confirmed on Pan Am Flight 441 to Rio de Janeiro tomorrow evening, 11 p.m., first class.
That's terrific. Thank you.
You reconfirmed this morning.
You bet I did. I'm a bear for detail. I hope there's nobody sitting next to me. You see, I always travel first class, and I take both seats up. I'm in bridge construction. These foldouts take a tremendous amount of space up, and I need the space.
I'm afraid there is someone sitting next to you.
Oh, for God, Don. Who is it, Mr. Sinlinden?
No, the name's Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh? Ah, is that Morris or Pierre?
Sally Ann Kavanaugh. In fact, you purchased the ticket for Miss Kavanaugh.
Doesn't mean I want her sitting next to me, does it?
I'm sorry, the flight's full. She's connecting out of Provo.
Oh, all right, fine. Provo, Spain?
Utah.
Utah.
And may I help you, Dr.
Oh, it's me, Dr. Rosenpenis. I'm just here to check out Danwick's file. Dr. Rosen, I'm here to get to the records room. It's Dr. Rosen. I want to check the records room. Dr. Rosen,
wait, where's the record room?
Next to pathology.
Would you do me a favor and take care of these things? I'd like to check Alan Stanwyck's file. What the hell's happening? Where the hell's the records room?
Next to pathology.
I can't hear you. What?
B1.
Could you just collate these for me? And where'd you say that was?
B1.
B1, thank you very much.
You can take the elevator.
Thank you very much. I'm John.
Oh, John. Now, John who?
John Cocktoastall.
It's a beautiful name.
Well, it's Scotch remaining.
Odd combination.
Yeah, well, so are my parents.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Whoa, whoa. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know.
Know the in.
We are on air on demand and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. You've been reading in the news a lot about these driving services that are around the country. Let me tell you all about the one you don't read about. That's the only way I want to put this. I want to tell you about Lyft. I love Lyft. I love Lyft because they're really not in the news. Because they do everything right. They're the best way to get from here to there, but it's also the best ride-sharing app to drive for.
True.
And here's the great news. Lyft, the car service that we use on the Mike O'Mara Show, is looking for drivers, and you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Only Lyft offers in-app tipping. When you drive for Lyft, you keep 100% of the tips. Drivers have been paid over $150 million in tips since the feature was introduced. Express Pay lets drivers get paid almost instantly instead of waiting for weeks. If you are looking to drive for Lyft and you're trying to make that extra money, this is extremely important. This is extremely valuable. You get on with Lyft. You do it. You start right away. You get money in your bank account. That's a good thing. Lyft takes the guesswork out of it also, out of the pickups. Their new AMP device is using color coding to help passengers find their drivers. You earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. Want to make more money? Drive more. It's never been easier to give yourself a raise. Simple formula. Happy drivers mean happy passengers. Maybe that's why 9 out of 10 Lyft drivers get a perfect 5-star rating. That's a big deal.
Yep.
So join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating the people better. Go to Lyft.com/TMOS and you can get a $500 new driver bonus. What a great fun way to make a little extra cash. And you drive when you want, too. So if you don't want to drive at midnight, you don't drive at midnight, period. That's Lyft.com/TMOS. Lyft.com/TMOS. Limited time only. Terms apply. And we thank you. We might as well get right to it because... it is Thirsty Thursday.
Yeah.
And, that's not just a big Senate hearing. That means it's about you, ladies and gentlemen.
Didn't he spoil everything, though?
Well, let's talk about it in the body of the show. Yeah, I think you might be right.
Yeah,
I
like, think, dude, I think you told me the end of Bloodline.
You.
Yeah. Nobody seems to know the answer to that, so we'll get to that later on in the show as to why that really was done so far in advance. They do it. They normally don't do it. Can you see me okay? Everything
we can see you perfect.
Beautiful.
Somebody went blip-blap on my screen there. Anyway, all about you now, tighter and brighter, for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Woo!
Hey, Rob, you stained. Do we have any presents?
Yes. It's not what was written.
Okay. Do you want me to read what you wrote about yourself?
I do.
Hey, Rob, you stained. Do we have any presents, asswipe?
Yes, we do, Mike. We have a letter.
Wow. He's already mean enough to insult. You. It's like you want
it
now. Yes,
I agree. I think I'm mean enough to Rob.
No, what I'm doing is I'm setting fires, you know, to offset the big fire.
Oh, gotcha.
This comes from a great listener who checks in probably on a monthly basis. He really gets it. Kim Don has sent us a box of gifts, and it reads...
Kim Jong what?
No, Kim Don.
Don.
Oh, okay.
D-O...
Terribly sorry.
Doppel N. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Ponyboy, and interns, please accept these small tokens of my appreciation. I hope Mike likes this train conductor's outfit.
Ooh, look at that.
Oh, hope it's for my little guy.
He says, if it doesn't fit, maybe Michael will like it. Age 3 to 6 years.
Oh,
so it is a
that.
Train
oh,
conductor.
That
that's awesome.
I love
it
that.
Includes
that my little guy will love it.
Overall smock, hat, wrench, hammer, walkie-talkie
oh, that
with
is
sound
beautiful.
Effects.
Who said Kim Jong-un?
Kim
Thank
Don.
You.
Kim Don. Kim and Don. It comes Don. With a train schedule and a name tag that you can personalize.
He's like turbo. He was pulling with his trains yesterday.
Chew. Oh, was he
really? I'm getting him trains for Christmas. Not for his birthday, but I'm getting him for Christmas. I'm going to do the real Lionel set down here
oh,
at Christmas time.
July yeah. 23rd is his
for
fourth,
the
right?
July 19th.
19th it is. 19th, okay?
Mike, the Lionel sets are the worst to put together. Take hours. And really? God forbid you hit that little switch and it doesn't move. All you're going to do is burn the place down.
Oh, but the smell of the smell is great. The ozone. The burn.
I remember we went to a guy's house down here had the Christmas Village train set and said, I've had this train set since I was 12 years old.
Yeah.
And I gave him like the...
Single?
How old is he now?
I gave him the otter a response from Animal House. Like, wow, terrific.
The amazing thing is he just finished putting it together.
Good for you.
I also supplied a license plate frame for Rob, and this reads, caution, collecting tiny little sounds.
That's,
oh, that's sweet.
Will you put that on your car?
I will put that on the back of my car.
You have enough ego to do that.
Yes, I will.
That's fantastic. I like that.
And then for the rest of you guys, he says, I have also started making fence chickens and donating the proceeds to the SPGA.
What are fence chickens?
I'm about to show you one. Here is a Bolivian fence chicken for Oscar.
Oh, thank you.
Which is a piece of wood cut out in the shape of a chicken.
You know what? I'm actually going to throw that on my mom's kitchen.
Oh, that'll be good. Maybe she can make it into something delicious.
What do you
dinner.
Do with a fence chicken? Is it just decorative? Is that what you do? You
Mike, here's a shamrock for you.
Well, you know, not in the studio.
Maybe put that in the studio, please.
I think we'll mail that to you. No. You hang it up in your home.
No. Can I have that?
Put it by the train. And then there's a couple.
Give Oscar my shamrock.
And then there's three miscellaneous chickens that he says, if you don't watch to decorate with, they're great for kindling.
Can I see those?
Okay. There we go. So thank you, Kim, for all those lovely gifts.
Thank you, Kim.
Very kind.
Love the gifts.
All right. And now are we on with the mailbag?
Yes, we are. Please.
First letter says, gentlemen, I have no idea what kind of feedback you are getting on last week's bonus show, but I wanted to let you know that all of the interns did a fantastic job. I am getting lots of feedback on that.
Great job,
interns. And are to be commended. Personally, I would not object to this being a semi-regular thing. John Sheldon. Ashley, Emmy, have you actually heard the... Did I get her name wrong?
No, you got it right. Ashley and Emmy. Yeah.
All right. Ashley, Karen, Cindy, Teresa, did you get the feedback? Have either one of you heard about your wonderful rave reviews on the bonus show last week?
No.
Well, they don't travel in our circle, Mike.
Okay, that's cool. Well, you're getting good rave reviews.
Yeah, you guys are getting thumbs up.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations. That's from John Sheldon, and thank you, John, for that. Gentlemen, your show pleases me greatly. Mike, I'm glad your recovery is going well. You sound great. The cadaver ACL and two bionic hips have made you the world's most survivable DJ. Why was that turned down, for Christ's sake? Little hands on my board. All right, anyway.
Yeah, Carla, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Anyway, on June 7th, my oldest son, Nicholas, graduated summa cum laude.
Wow.
From high school. It would mean so much to him if he could get some words of wisdom from Mike Ehrmantraut. Here's my Los Pollos Hermanos token to drop in the slot machine of comedy.
Pollos.
Thanks so much, and keep bringing the funny. Chris Hutton, bonus show subscriber from day number one. His son is Nicholas. Let's see what happens. Spin the wheel, Rob. Let's see.
Big money, big money.
Bald
big
head?
Big money.
Oh, bald head? Nice. Bald head.
Yes!
Woo! Nicholas, this is Mike Ehrmantraut. Better call Saul. The fact is, always pay for your parking. Make sure you come up with the $5, not to put in the tardy jar, but to pay for your parking to get out of the parking lot. Do you understand me, Nicholas? And Nicholas, here's one other piece of advice as you venture off with your summa cum laude ass to college. Don't let the little head think with the big head.
Oh,
thank
you. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Chris.
Mike always keeps it real.
Dear TMOS crew, except Mac, of course. He's a douche. Wow. Oh, kidding. Mm. Thank you. Thanks for putting that in.
That softens it.
I've wanted to write this letter for quite some time now, but always found an excuse to put it off. Well, no more, damn it. First off, I need to say thank you, thank you, thank you for being a friend for these past 20-plus years. You guys have been a part of my life through most of the highs and lows. My marriage, the births of my two daughters, various careers, my divorce, my near-fatal heart attack, my recovery, unemployment, the births of my two granddaughters who remain the absolute loves of my life, my struggle with severe depression after facing my own mortality, the start of a new successful career at the age of 50, and finally, hitting my stride.
Woo! Woo! Nice.
Through all of this, the one and only constant has been your show.
Aww.
And friendship, because that's what you guys are to me, friends. Well, right back at you. Hell, your family. Well, let's not get happy. I'm not sure if you all realize the depth of your reach and the effect you have on people's lives every day when you key your microphone. Obviously, I can only speak for myself, but I know without a doubt I'm not the only listener that would say your show has provided us with comfort in times of pain and laughs in times of struggle. God bless you.
Nice letter, huh?
Sweet, wonderful thing to say. Through my own fight with depression, I can tell you, my hand to God, that without you guys, my life would have taken another path. That's stunning to me. And not one with a happy ending. My life at 51 is on an upswing, and you guys are there every damn day making me laugh. I love you guys, and just saying thank you doesn't seem adequate, but from the bottom of my partially damaged heart, thank you for keeping to keep bringing the funny, because I get it. All the best to you and yours sincerely, Greg Patton, P1 listener from California. What a wonderful letter.
Love it, huh?
Absolutely delightful. We'll take that any day of the week. Next letter says, gentlemen, this is a birthday wish to myself. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Self-birthday.
Lonely.
I turned 40 last Tuesday, and I'm finally out of my douchebag 30s. I've been a fan through all iterations of the show. I write to you today to say I missed your first Reno show because my wife didn't get it and was not in the know. I missed the second Reno show because I was divorcing the sea and couldn't afford it. That being said, now that I am financially stable and on my feet again, I will be attending the NOLA show.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Keep up the funny. Daniel Robertson, P.S. I'm an Oscar guy. Let me tell you how
Thank
I know
you,
sometimes this show is on track. I love the people that literally pour their hearts out to
yes.
us. That is just fun, and it's satisfying, and we will see you, Daniel, in NOLA. Next letter says, dear fellas, I turned 35, and nothing would be a better gift than a birthday shout-out from Bane.
Ah!
By the way, it's sheer luck that I even know who you are. I'm a teacher, and some years back during spring break, I stumbled upon your podcast while searching iTunes. I happened to notice that your show description stated, you bust each other's balls. I immediately clicked on the show. Yeah, that's why we say it. And within minutes, knew I had found comedy gold. Ka-ching. Another sea wife. Wow, my sea wife gets mad at me.
It's that time of year,
for,
Mark.
For waking her up during long car rides because I can't hold in my laughter. Thank you so much for what you do. Loyal fan to the end. Jesse Spear. Okay, well,
Can we spin?
Let's spin the Bane wheel.
Let's do it.
See what happens here. Here's my coffee mug.
Don't give away the
Mike
secret.
Wants to do it. Mike wants to do it. Mike wants to do it.
Hey. Oh, it's a progressive.
Nice.
All right.
Has anyone provided Oscar with the tardy jar? Yes, it's in his own trunk. A mason jar. That's right. You should be aware that not only does Oscar Santana participate in 37 podcasts, but he has another side job heretofore unreported. Would you be at all curious to know what it is?
I would, Bane, yes.
Since Oscar attended West Virginia University, he has been involved in running moonshine across state lines.
Yeah.
That's right. He's part of a global moonshine empire. Hallelujah. So long, everybody.
Bye, Bane.
That's Bane, everybody. How you doing, Bane?
Hey,
Bane.
All those UPS Bane. Packages.
Oh, wow.
This moonshine.
That's great to ship class, UPS.
Very, very exciting. So thank you for that. We truly, truly appreciate it, Jesse. Moving right along. Hello, I'm writing from the Mike O'Mara Show app in hopes that you will wish young Kelton a happy 11th birthday. Kelton!
Yay!
Woo! Kelton, 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 Kelton.
Want to know a secret?
Double ones.
What? He's Emmy's little brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That's your brother?
That is my brother.
That's awesome.
Yep.
My sister would never do something like this for me.
Stop. Emmy, is Kelton yes. Cruel to you like all little brothers should be to their older sisters?
No, he's actually very sweet.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't that
His birthday
great?
Is awesome. Tomorrow.
Yep.
Are you buying a present for your brother, Kelton?
I can't spoil anything.
Oh,
hey, he does listen occasionally.
Would
so
he want a Would he want a fence chicken?
Oh, he might.
A fence chicken.
A Bolivian fence chicken?
It's even
really
shaped like
you know,
Bolivia.
Based on my actuarial table, couple of years before Kelton probably gets real familiar with those fence chickens. Anyway, the show continues to be the soundtrack. I don't know what that meant.
I think we all did.
It was satisfactorily muddy. The show continues to be the soundtrack of his life. Thanks, Peter M. Ostrander. And that's wonderful. Kelton, have an exciting and wonderful birthday. Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, I've been a listener of the show since the inception of the podcast, and I've recently converted my boyfriend, Bob Lavizio, into a fan as well. Your network has brought us so much joy and laughter, but something seems to be missing. We both listen every day. We both like multiple shows on the More Network, and we both shop through the Amazon tab, but I felt that we weren't getting a full TMOS experience. The only way to complete the circle, in my opinion, is to ask for a favor. Would Mr. Scott Shannon be willing to come to the show and wish us a happy 2-year Facebook official anniversary, and to please let my boyfriend know that one of his gifts is a TMOS bonus show package. Thanks for all the laughter. Love, Carrie Farrell. And Bob Lavezio, a good boy. Let's just bring the Shannons in here.
Okay.
All right, can we?
Yeah,
that'd be great.
To those who serve, a shout out to Carrie Farrell and Bob Lavezio.
I bet he's going to be excited on his birthday to get that bonus package.
That is so incredibly wonderful. Who are we sending the birthday greeting to? She's more into, is it Bob Lavizio?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's an anniversary.
Anniversary. They have been together 2-year Facebook official anniversary. Does that mean they haven't slept together?
Maybe they had some coitus.
Before the 2-year.
You know what? This reminds me of the 30-year anniversary of the Z Morning Zoo.
Let me say, for birthdays, anniversaries, or any fantastic get-togethers, there's only one way to properly celebrate. Make sure you have plenty of what, Scott?
A certain kind of candy?
Candy makes the world go round, but make sure it's a special candy.
Is it a round candy?
It is indeed. Some might call it a lifesaver.
But what kind of lifesaver?
Wintergreen!
Peppermint!
And traditional five-flavor!
The All-Americans present Scott Shannon with more hit music.
W-M-A-K.
Shannon in the morning.
Shannon in the morning. In the morning.
Thank you very much. All right, that's wonderful. Hi,
that
guys.
Fun.
June 16th is my mom Frances's 89th birthday. When we go on road trips together...
Okay. Oh,
I turn on TMOS and she gets it most of the time. My mom would love it if Barney Fife could wish her a happy birthday since she is perhaps the oldest TMOS fan. It doesn't say how old she is, correct?
89.
Oh, it does right here. Oh, that's right. 89th birthday. Well, Barney, you don't have to spin the wheel.
Okay.
Just duck out of the bushes and try to scare her. This is from Dale West and for his mom, Frances. Go ahead, Barney.
I don't know if this is wise for such an old woman, but let me try this.
Here he goes.
Boo!
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, I'm glad I didn't tax him on that one. What's in the bag, my brothers? This letter. Another year gone by, and yet another self. God, this is a long mailbag.
It is
today.
A lot of people this week.
Jesus, a self-submitted birthday greeting request. Still another self-purchase bonus package. I'll be hitting the can. No longer stay up late. 3-8. This Sunday, and it's become painfully evident that it's time to ask a favor of the TMOS crew. I'm continually confused by some of my lovely wife Elizabeth's choices in life. First, she doesn't listen to the show on her own, but as soon as we settle into a vehicle for any road trip, this is the time of year for road trips. Everybody's
yes.
talking about road trips. She'll pipe up and say, is there any TMOS to listen to? I see she likes the show.
Right.
Got to discipline her. Damn it. Anyway, she's heard enough to know. Yeah, I get the alarm for that. Why not? She's heard enough to know that the TMOS birthday greetings are the highlight of every P1's year, yet her hands can't seem to traverse her effing iPhone keypad to write a simple letter.
Oh, dear.
She'll gladly support TMOS sponsors wherever applicable, including Harry's, Amazon, Blue Apron, Framebridge, Pro Flowers, and more, but still won't listen to the show unless we're in the car. And finally, something that will truly resonate with the guys that I'll be asking for the favor, she's working towards leaving her high-level corporate position to become a full-time yoga instructor.
Oh, nice.
No.
Save those shekels.
Could Oscar please clear his throat and dole out an appropriate pep talk to get her in line? I'll make sure she hears it on our trip out of town next week. Thank you for all the laughs. Wishing me a speedy recovery And that you all have a fantastic summer. I didn't know he was infirmed, but that's Justin King, who wants a pep talk for his wife.
Oh, do we have a name for the wife?
I just threw it in the trash. Sorry.
Okay, no worries.
Call her honey.
Mrs.
Call
King.
Call her honey. Sweetie.
Right. Sweetie.
Mrs. King. I know it's probably a wonderful fantasy for you to think that the Lotus Pose or Woman Warrior 1 or Warrior 2 is really going to pay the bills. And I live that fantasy, so I understand it. I sat there with my beautiful fiance 5 years ago, and I said, "You don't look happy in your analyst job for the government. What would you want to do if you could do anything in the world?"
Way to purge.
And I wish she would have said, "Be a doctor or an accountant or an engineer." But no, she said yoga instructor. And I said, "Well, how bad can that be?" Well, I'll tell you. It's been horrible.
There it is.
That's it.
There's your pep talk right there.
Good
stick
one.
In the corporation world, the corporate world. Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, I'd like to take a moment to wish a happy birthday to fellow P1 listener Chris Carroll of Claymont, Delaware. Besides being a radio station program director, and regardless of the fact that he once fired me from a radio job as the cowardly GM hid behind a locked door, he's a good friend. We've been there, pal.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Radio people so afraid to fire, but so eager to do so.
Yes, they love it.
Chris will be traveling next week and will be close to the Bay Bridge in Maryland. Therefore, I'm hoping Mike could give Chris a suggestion on where he might be able to stop for a fun-filled baked good for his birthday while he's on the road. Thanks for all the laughs. Well, Carl, I have to tell you, you're in an error there, because when you stop by the Whitehall Inn on the way to the Bay Bridge to enjoy the fabulous Chris Carl fruit fritters, I believe they are indeed a deep-fried product, not baked.
True.
I believe the fritters come out of the deep fryer. So Chris Carl can pop in there and enjoy a Whitehall fabulous fruit fritter. Moving right along. When you're running a really late mailbag, you really shouldn't pause like that, but I just felt
like you hold in your hand.
Thank you.
The last letter.
Oh, that is so exciting for me. I'm so happy. Dear Mike, Rob, always on vacation, Oscar, Pony, and various interns, I wanted to write in to let you know that the new app update is a godsend.
Yes.
Woo. While I hate to give Oscar a pat on the back, the new TMOS Live feature has literally saved my house. My wife, Maggie, and I have an 80-pound yellow lab named Manny that has severe separation anxiety. It used to be that every time my wife and I left home, he would destroy the house. In the 10 months since we moved into our new place, Manny has eaten a couch, two windowsills, and dug a hole in our newly installed carpet.
Eaten a windowsill.
I had windowsills damaged by Poppy, the Great Pyrenees.
Oh, wow.
Needless to say, the costs were exorbitant. Plus, it was heart-wrenching to hear him barking every time we left. Then, a stroke of genius hit. TMOS Live. Manny already listened to TMOS every day as I went about the house, catching up on that day's episode. So now when we leave home, I plug in my iPad, open the app, and push play. The soothing sounds of Mike, Rob, and Oscar's voices have solved our problem. Manny no longer destroys
the
house.
That is awesome.
And he doesn't even mind getting into his crate. It makes him think of Uncle Mike's voice. Yes, that is what I call you when talking to Manny. Hello, Manny. Hello, Manny. Such a good little boy. Hey, Manny.
That's
so
awesome.
Thank you again for the great new app. What is Pesum or Pacum?
I actually had to Google it. It is a Latin form of peace. Like PAX, but it's a different form of peace.
How is it pronounced?
Pesum.
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 Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's from John Gerstmeier, and I'll be honest with you. I really loved the letter right up until Pesum. Thank you very much. That was great.
Saving dogs, saving homes,
that's
Mike.
That's right. Pesum. Saving windowsills.
You know what? Expanding intellectual horizons, not bad. Thank you very much. We appreciate the letter. A great mailbag. We will take a break. When we come back, it's Reality TV 101, The Show on the Hill, Comey, Trump, and the world is watching as we're recording. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills of the Michael Barrow Show.
Hey, Rob, you graduated with honors, and I'm swamped with finals. Can you help me with my homework?
You bet, Ashley. What's up?
Find the integral of e to the negative x squared.
Ah, the integral of e to... Well, with the e and the... negative is going to be of... you have a number line. Negative with integral... What you got to do is a number
line. I think I'll just order the book through Amazon.
Well, if you think that's best.
If you need anything, even help with homework, be sure to click the Amazon tab through our website at michaelmarishow.com.
I'm more of an English guy.
Acting!
Acting. That is the worst acting you've ever done. Anyway, welcome back to
that's
the Michael Marish Show. This segment of the Michael Marish Show is brought to you by the TMOS bonus packages. Do you already subscribe to it? If so, thank you. If you don't, listen up. You need to know that it's the bonus show that makes TMOS possible, and that's the truth, Ruth. The future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. A great one last week. There'll be another great one this week. No censorship to slow us down. No commercials to get in the way of the fun. All bets are off. It's the most fun we have each week. Just go to MichaelMarishow.com. Click on the bonus banner for pennies a day.
Pennies!
You will get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS to continue for years to come. Plus, it's going to be the best hour of your week, guaranteed. And we thank you.
Woo!
And, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. We are only in the second break, and we are really behind. I will be mindful of that.
Please.
I'll try to remember my place in the show. It is reality show Thursday here in the nation's capital, where James Comey is going to testify on Capitol Hill. Probably started like 10, 15 minutes ago. And we're going to, you know, I got it recorded. I'll be running around doing doctor's appointments and doing the show. And then I'll be popped in front of the TV to watch what's going on. As Oscar brought up very accurately, I might say that really the release of the statement.
About seven pages.
Encounters with Donald Trump. Pretty much not done usually. They usually release an opening segment for a statement 4 or 5 minutes before the hearing, and then they go dark with the hearing until the hearing begins.
Right.
So this was kind of unprecedented. The popular theory as to why he released the statement is that they are wanting to give the committee time to digest it so they can formulate their questions. So there's just a lot of
but really,
it
was such a spoiler alert type feel.
It was a spoiler alert, but I mean, you know,
I should say.
The thing about it is that it's just, I think it's just history making.
It's history making.
Yeah,
and well, it does two things. One, you get to get kind of like if you get a State of the Union speech, you know what's coming, right?
Right.
You know what's coming. A couple things happen. Comey seems like a straight lace, like straight shooter. The idea that he would and
both
what he has in
the
past,
and the Repubs, are
yes.
That, too.
That being said, he felt uncomfortable a few times by President Trump.
Bad
that's
touch.
Why he started. That's why he started taking notes. He said, "All right, this is what I usually do when things don't feel right." But
right.
Mike, I was shocked to say that to even like hear. And I didn't look. I didn't know what was going to happen, but I really was shocked last night when I said he basically exonerates Trump.
No, he does not.
Yeah,
no, he does not.
It
no.
is very. I
no,
got that it
Fox
was
talking point not allowed on this show. Sorry. No.
What I got.
I
got
to call you out
just
on
my
that
thought.
One, Oscar.
I didn't watch any Fox yesterday, Mike.
No,
I listened to WTOP. That's all I listened to.
No. Well, they never. That those words never came out of WTOP.
I never said that.
There's never been a word exonerate. No. What do you mean exonerate?
Lift the cloud, Mike.
How can you say? No, he has not lifted the cloud. Are you trying to get me riled up? Stop it.
I'm just messing with you.
Are you
smiling? I know.
Exonerate.
I know. Nothing.
It leaves.
It looks like it opens a lot for interpretation.
And where's Bernie
right?
Sanders?
That's this, right. And what happened to the papers I was supposed
here's
to?
Here's something I think. I don't think it'll happen.
I totally just trolled him.
Here, you got me. You got me. I almost that live man. That was better than a cup of morning tea for me.
He's
here's what I heard
up.
On CNN this morning. And yes. Man, oh man, if it happens,
it's so funny.
It will be. And this doesn't matter. Who you're rooting for in this situation? By the way, it's
I root for
getting,
America, Mike.
Well, then it's kind of skewing on the Comey side.
I root for
honest.
Mike O'Mara.
The thing about it is, here's what somebody
America.
Said: and if this happens, this will go. This is going to go two ways. You're going to have some news, obviously, that will
sure.
come out of this. You're going to have punditry out the wazoo, and I really do believe the reason I'm talking about it is that my theory is that after it's over. That there's going to be, it's going to be probably wait for the independent investigation. There's going to be a lot of overkill. So that's why it's exciting to talk about it before it happens, because
yeah.
I think after the fact,
people,
everybody's
going to
be beating the
it.
Crap out of it. And I think we probably will go in another direction. But here is something I heard on CNN that
yeah.
if this happens, If this happens, I will be. This will be stand up and applaud the reality
a 360
show.
360 cam?
No. Oh. What they said was, you've heard the speculation that Trump may be live tweeting.
Yes.
That there is the possibility. Yeah.
He threatened that I think Monday, as early as Monday, right?
Here's what someone said. If it happened, there is a possibility that someone could, and this is perfectly legit, that someone on the committee, the Senate committee doing the questioning of Comey, could ask Comey about Trump's live tweets very shortly after they happen.
If the live fabric is ever changing.
If that goes down, it would be like nothing I've ever seen. I think everything is pointing toward the fact that he may be scared enough where they finally are getting through to him and he's not doing it. But,
call
has anything
me scared.
But this is
no,
really.
No. Trump's scared. Yeah. He won't. This is meaning that Trump won't live tweet.
One step closer. This is the first time we've ever gotten a Senate hearing this close to Mystery Science Theater 3000, where we're actually commenting on what's going on in real life in real time.
I was watching House of Cards last night.
It's scary,
probably around 12:30 a.m., right?
When you watch House of Cards.
I had to turn it off.
Yeah, it scares the crap out of me too.
I'm gonna go back to Flaked. With Arnett.
You would think the biggest problem with House of Cards this season would be Kevin Spacey's toupee.
I really do believe. I believe in the way things were set up. I think the reason we're in this situation is because of the way things were set up, and I don't think we need to. Do we have to monitor things? 100%. Yes, we do. But I don't let my fear get the best of me, But when you do watch Oscars, right, you watch a House of Cards and you go, oh my God, it's like so close to.
Yeah, and I'm not even politically active.
Right.
I just want to drink some beers and hang out and watch some House of Cards.
And also, another thing is that there is an excitement in the city right now.
By the way, Robin Wright Penn, my God.
Holds it together, doesn't she?
Wonder Woman.
I saw the clip from her. That's why I'm basing this. Good Lord, that woman.
She's got those abs that girls get that you're like, man.
She's incredible.
And then she has the creepiest sex scenes with the journalist.
Yeah.
That guy.
Who decided to bring the guy in, the sleazy guy from Boardwalk Empire, into be her love interest?
Miscast. Carrie and I are watching it, and after another one of their rapey scenes, Carrie says, you know what? I think that guy's kind of creepy. I said, do you really? Huh? Yeah,
I think they should have brought in, by the way, you'd be hitting this misogyny alarm if I was going the other direction. They got to bring a guy that's up to her standards, don't you think?
I agree.
Really? Instead of that guy who's kind of creep factor all the way? It's nasty. But
the guy from Vinyl?
Oscar Trollby. I can't believe he trolled me. He's exonerated. Oscar trolled Mike.
And also, Mike, it's a shame you're not up here because there is such an excitement in the city for this.
Yeah.
The way it used to be for the correspondence dinner. That doesn't matter
anymore. There are bar specials.
Yes.
Bar specials. Like
bars are opening early.
Do you remember like Cinco de Mayo in the city?
Right. Sure.
Where Corona would get every bar and every radio station to do a live. They have bar specials bars that are opening early to watch this.
Yep.
They have beer specials across the city. If you go online now, it's the one of 10 things you see, like, oh, well, do I want to go have burgers or do I want to have ribs? Or do I want to take a shot or a free drink every time this happens?
No,
like,
this is great.
Awesome.
I was going to use this in the audio vault. I'll play it here. Here's Seth Meyers talking about this.
A bar in Washington, D.C. will offer customers a free round of drinks every time President Trump tweets about former FBI Director James Comey during his testimony tomorrow. That story again, a bar in Washington, D.C. is having a going out of business sale.
True, though. That's awesome. What it's like up here.
Well, we'll see. Lots going on. Great place to be, Washington, D.C., the seat of the Mike O'Mara Show.
But, Mike, you live in Southwest.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll
majority rules.
Had a conversation with the Brooklynite, my lovely daughter. And,
wow.
Nice to see that she is, at her young age, already beginning to eclipse her father on the meeting celebrity scale. Thank you, American Theater Wing. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Including, like, she met two of my top 10 actors, and I'm pretty excited about
Kevin
it.
We'll
James? Talk about that. We'll have that when we come back. Stop reading ahead.
This is Winston the cat. The next time Oscar Santana records a new Tech 411 with his buddy Todd Moore, I'll be working my way into the heart of Shannon and into their home. When Oscar returns, he'll be sleeping in the cat condo. But don't worry, he'll be keeping it tight with new episodes of Tech 411, available on the TMOS app and at tech411show.com. Yes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. I'll tell you, now more than ever, we need to read more. We need to be informed. And I'll tell you, if you want to be informed, entertained, the Texture app gives you unlimited access to over 200 wonderful magazines that look beautiful on your tablet or smartphone. I love my Texture. I love reading my Esquire. I live for my Vanity Fair. I live for my Golf Digest. Texture is totally searchable, has daily recommendations and exclusive interactive features, videos, and more. And also, Texture gives me suggestions. So I was never a Variety guy. I never read articles in Variety magazine.
You can check it out now at no cost.
Now it recommended one. I got into reading Variety. Now I read it all the time. Texture, normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. Texture gives you access to every magazine you desire for less than a few individual subscriptions, plus the convenience of electronic access with no clutter. Texture was one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps, so start your free trial right now. Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading way more for way less. texture.com/TMOS. So here, we're two moons in the sky tonight type of incredible stuff. I text my daughter at like 7:30 this morning.
Right.
And she answers right away.
She's still my up daughter, or is she gotten up?
I think she actually went to sleep
that never
and was
sleeps.
Getting up.
Right.
She says this internship program that she is in with the American Theater Wing in New York City has her up between 5 and 6 every morning and turning in about 1 a.m. to get ready for the next day.
Recommend, so Mike.
By the way, I urge everyone, I think she said lavender. I think she said lavender, but I'll confirm it. If you watch the Tony Awards this coming Sunday, the kids that are part of the internship for the American Theater Wing will be the seat fillers. So
please
look for my daughter.
Always
as
good-looking
a seat
kids,
filler.
Mike.
Yes.
Always they get the young, good-looking kids.
Yeah, they
kids
never
to
put the uglies up
this.
There.
Now, cool. And seat filler, she's going to be a seat filler at the Tony Awards. How cool is that?
You shared something on Facebook, and I don't want this to be creepy. It's just a genuine curiosity.
Yeah.
And it was, I think...
Well, coming from you, though, with the heritage.
No. I'm not my father.
My neck
I am not my father.
You're talking about the picture, correct?
You shared what looked to be her first or one of her first professional headshots.
I don't know. I don't even know whether it was a pro shot but it was a beautiful picture.
It's a knockout, this picture. When you see that, and this is the same for me because I remember when she was born.
Right.
Is it weird for you to wrap your head around the fact that that grown-up actress is your daughter?
No, but it is. It has been, over the last year, exciting for me more
sure.
than I've ever been excited. You know, my daughter and I, being, divorced kids, you know, the fact is that not being there all the time and watching them grow up and, you know, being the weekend dads and all the stuff and then vacations and all that, you're not all there all the time. And so you hopefully, if everything goes according to plan, you do tend to grow closer
right.
as they begin to, you know, journey into adulthood. And that's more than anything else, the way Catherine and I have rolled, especially in the last 6 months. She calls me, with all the new milestones in her life, and I'm so incredibly proud of her. And then, because it is showbiz and because she's launching into this, and I know the pitfalls and I know the rejection and I know how difficult it is and I know the realities. And by the way, I think she's got her eyes wide open and she knows how difficult doing anything in this world is going to be. It still excites me that she's given it a crack, and I couldn't be more proud. The fact that she is taking the plunge and moving to New York City and has moved to New York City already is terrific. This internship she is part of, they have a lot of workshops. And so the first thing I said is, has anybody come in cool? And she said, yeah, Dad, a really cool guy. I don't know if you know him or not. Do you know Oliver Platt? And I'm like,
oh my God, Oliver Platt. Really?
Oliver Platt is like one of my favorite all-time actors, Huff. And he's been in so many great shows. And I just love the guy. And I said,
what was the show, The C Word or The Big C, where he was the husband of the lady suffering from cancer? It was on Showtime.
Is it The C Word?
I think it was.
Laura Linney. She's in Laura Linney.
He was great
in
that.
Other Word.
Yeah. He plays.
It's a pun.
He's just so phenomenal in everything he does. And then the other one that she met was Kevin Klein. So she was chatting with Kevin Klein.
They the American bring, president.
Yes.
Yeah. They bring in these actors for these workshops.
This big.
Plus, here it is. I love, what is it? I love bratwurst. Is that with Charles Grodin, right? When he comes in to do the accounting?
Yes.
That's where Kevin Klein. That's not the American president. That's the.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's well, who is he?
Dave.
Dave. Thank you.
Dave.
I'm so sorry.
That's Dave.
But also,
Michael Douglas is the American president.
And they came out, I think, almost within the same year.
Fish Called Wanda. He's one of the greatest mental patients of all time.
Silverado. He's fantastic
in
Silverado.
One line in Wanda when he goes, "Disappointed."
So here she is, and had a great. I'm having a long chat with her this morning as she is walking to the subway. Grab her gown to be in the as the seat fillers of the Tony. So Catherine, enjoy it, and I wish her nothing but the best.
That's awesome.
She's a sponge, and I said, by the way, any slackers? I said, yeah, Dad. There's some people that show up late. And I'm like,
Doesn't
Oscar. Work.
Wow. That's Tardy Jar.
That jerk.
Tardy Jar.
He never does anything.
I say, good luck to her. Speaking of Oscar, you were going to give us a Winston update as to where Winston was in your little world. You're back from vacation. I know you spent tons of money to put this ridiculous cat house.
Time more than money, Mike. Amazon gives you the best deals in the world.
Cat motel.
And
on
don't
top
call
of your
it a cat house.
Cat condo.
That's not
appropriate.
Hey,
look, it's Dennis Hoff that's on my roof. That's exciting.
So, last we left, we had Winston who was, we had thought he had another family because he is... His
like
visits,
a real family.
Yeah,
right?
His visits were becoming a little more less frequent. And
did he appear to be better kept?
He wasn't better kept, but the camera indicated that he was only coming around about every 3 days. And when we returned, because it's funny, when you don't give a cat what they want, they become needy. Now he shows up on a daily basis.
Oh.
And just yesterday, 2 days ago, I walk into what is the office / guest room / closet / bedroom. And
why is Ashley taking pictures of you?
She's doing Snapchat, Mike.
Snurpchir. Oh,
okay. Snapchat.
Okay. Snurpchir.
Yeah, yeah. Social media.
Right.
And I was.
I know.
I just got out of the shower and I was naked. And
oh, no.
There was Winston just staring at me like a creep.
Yeah.
Now.
But what a creep. That cat's a creep, isn't
like
that right?
Like in the window looking at you?
Mike, I needed to towel off, and Winston simply didn't care. He just kept staring.
Do you think Jackie Stallone would think that cat was a creep?
Yeah, look at that creep. That's for crying out loud. Look at him. Look at him with his towel.
Now, if you're a
Bolivian flag towel.
A TMOS aficionado, you know that I have an issue with cats seeing me naked.
All animals.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Right.
It goes back to the days of my first cat who lived in the house and not on the roof. And she, Khaleesi, used to watch me in the shower as a kitten. And
for
I said,
10 straight days before he got rid of her.
I said, enough is enough, you pervert. You got to go to a farm.
Right.
Cats seem to dig seeing you naked.
Yeah.
So
it's his markings.
I toweled off and, and then I went and I got dressed and I went over and I said, well, maybe you want to socialize. Maybe I can get this little, there's a little toy that Shannon bought for Winston that he has not played with because we haven't seen him. So I stick it out the window.
Is it like a pole with
it's
a string?
It's a pole with a
with
string,
feathers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I start playing with it out the window, grown man. And I'm like, come on, Winston. Come on, Winston. Like,
are you clothed yet?
Yes. Come get the toy.
Oh, dear.
Winston.
Come get the toy between two pillows.
That's right. Come see the Bolivian tabby.
That's where you did he play?
Winston stayed at the window. And I sat there and I was like, this dumb cat. Like, we built him a house. He won't even engage.
Oh,
has he ever come into the real house ever?
No. And Shannon's opened up to me and said she's left the windows open to see if he would come in. He has not come in.
That's a good way to get diseased.
So
put a little saucer of milk out to see if he.
We feed him because that's where he eats under shelter now, as you know, Mike.
You know, I think if you put a can of tuna fish,
that
stinky can
fish.
Of tuna fish.
I'm hanging out the window with this toy, and my neighbor walks out onto his deck. And my neighbor, who is awesome, says, "Hi, Oscar." And I'm like, all right. He's a little elderly. And I said, a little older. And I said, hi.
Who's that guy that lived in your condo complex? He moved next to you?
Donald. Yeah.
Is it Donald?
I'd say my neighbor is 10 years younger than Donald. And Donald was up there, right?
Hi, Oscar.
Yeah.
But we really haven't talked about Donald in almost 10 years.
Well,
so.
Donald is double X'd, you know?
Yeah. I don't think Donald's
listening.
We
confirmed
right
that.
Now.
He's rolling in the clouds with his homies.
Donald's homies.
So he engages in a conversation about some tree trimming that's going down. I'm fine with that. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I'm going to put this
tour down.
Is he
referring to you getting out of the shower?
No. I was dressed at this point.
Oh, okay.
Mike, what he's doing, he's making neighborhood small talk.
Yeah.
So what? So you're hanging out with the cat toy talking to your neighbor.
Yes. Then Shannon comes home. I hear the door. She goes, Shannon's home. Shannon comes up. Winston, by the way, is just hanging out like he's part of the family.
So he's not running away.
He didn't scurry away.
Okay.
And Shannon opens the window where Winston is, and she says, "Why aren't you feeding him?" And I said, "I was just trying to play with him. I'm talking to our neighbor." And I sat there. I'm like, "Why is this cat getting me in trouble?" Yeah. Apparently, there wasn't any food in his bowl or water.
Oh,
and
no.
I said, "Enough. This cat is dead to me. We're moving the camera."
Oh, no.
Because I look like the monster that didn't want to feed the cat. And then
did Winston scurry away after you
no,
said that?
No, he waited to be fed, ate his food, and then rolled out.
Wow. Mm. Well, he'll still hang around because Shannon likes him, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, that dumb house is on top of our roof. We look like idiots.
You're just figuring this out now.
No.
Now, you're out there with a cat toy, by a cat condo,
yes,
with a cat.
Yes.
The neighbor comes out. The cat never comes up. He doesn't mention the cat.
That's the awkward part.
I'm thinking that, yeah.
Like, he's probably like, "I'm tired of seeing this little house on top of your house from my deck, man. My guests are wondering what's going on over there."
Yeah, he goes out on his deck to like get some air or water the plants or something. Yeah. He goes back in and said, "What were you doing, honey?" "I was talking to the eyesore family." There we go. That's it. Hey, we got to take a break. Well, good luck. Keep us posted on Winston.
Billy and like Dora's eyesore.
Those Latinos, they put a chicken coop up on the roof.
We will take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show at Ripple Day. Caution, ladies and gentlemen, the promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, did you know the Mike O'Meara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Huh? Did you know that? Well, you should. Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MearaShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live!
I love that line. Anyway, it's my favorite line of all the promos. Rob wrote it.
Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Brought to you by Amazon, the unofficial start of summer, officially here. You're going to be doing a lot of Amazon shopping. Beach umbrellas, sun loungers, beach balls, hats, towels, sunblock, shark repellent, tons of chlorine. It's true. So remember this. If you buy something, say something. You got one for us today?
This is great, and this speaks to something we don't mention. We have a lot of people that talk about big sales, but, you know, every little bit helps. Because it all adds up.
Every little bit.
Want to thank Janet Ward in Rochester, New York. Last week, she bought a book, a porch light, hair mousse, bathroom faucet, and four pairs of corn on the cob holders. And she bought it all through our website. Thank you, Janet. Every little bit helps.
Spread the word when you visit Amazon. Do it through our website or our app and tell a friend. Shopping at Amazon is a great way to help our show.
Cat condos.
Use the app. Go through our website.
Toys.
Get a cat condo. Spread the word. Amazon.com/TMOS and do it today.
News.
I'm going to put these little chicken guys on the condo.
Yeah, put it on the condo. Make it look even more. But do the one with the Bolivian flag.
Yes, yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Put that on a snurp.
I'll put a picture up online.
That is awesome. Decorate the cat condo. Yeah.
He will be discussed at the next neighborhood meeting.
All right. Are you ready for a little full National Enquirer-style gossip?
Oh, please.
I love gossip.
Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez might not be together much longer if there's any truth to what the National Enquirer is
naughty,
saying.
Naughty.
A-Rod has reportedly been sexting and exchanging naughty pics and video with a 34-year-old fitness model named Lauren Hunter. They've been friends with benefits on and off since 2011, and he recently started hitting her up again. He even tried to arrange some physical interaction with her last month when he was in Kansas City doing commentary for a Yankee game, but she couldn't go because she couldn't arrange childcare. The Inquirer, I love the detail in these Inquirers.
I can't get a sitter.
She has three kids, including one with NFL Hall of Famer Marcus Allen. So I guess we know she likes the athletes. Lauren claims A-Rod is very into threesomes. She also says he's rough in bed, well endowed, and circumcised.
Oh, can someone put out a story like that for me, please?
Yeah, because everyone wants to know if Oscar's been circumcised or not.
Signed, Winston. he likes her to dress like a schoolgirl. It sounds a little too salacious and neat and tidy.
Well, by the way, he comes out looking like a rock star.
Yeah,
he's packing.
Absolutely.
He's circumcised.
Yeah, it's the Inquirer. Take it with a grain of salt.
A Jewish rock star.
Heidi Klum, more celebrities in the news. Heidi Klum has a new coffee table book out called Heidi Klum by Rankin. It's a full 10 years worth of nudes. Rankin is photographer John Rankin Waddell, who's had the pleasure of photographing Heidi in her birthday suit for all the years of the book that's coming out. As you probably noticed, nudity comes very easy for Heidi. She says, quote, I feel more comfortable when I'm naked than when... I know she doesn't have the heavy accent, but I like putting it out there. I feel more comfortable when I'm naked than when I have the clothes on. My parents have always been very free as well. Maybe I'm just a hippie at heart.
Poor
Heidi, Heidi. She adds, quote, it's not like if you come by my house, I'll be walking around naked. But if it's a beautiful sunny day and I'm in my backyard and there's no one there, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm going to take my clothes off. There
Heidi,
we go,
can you loan me a cup of sugar? I'm just coming by, you know.
Clumity nudity. Yes, sir. Wonderful.
Amazon.
Do you think Kesha fans would just let Jerry Seinfeld slide after the big snub with Tommy McFly the other night?
No, of course not.
No, they're out of their minds. Here we go. They're mad as hell, and they're declaring Seinfeld is over. They even shared their own hashtag. Hashtag Jerry Seinfeld is over party.
Yes.
Here are some of the angry tweets, bad grammar and all. Kesha is a legend who has four number ones and has sold 100 billion records, while Jerry Seinfeld is unknown trash.
Yeah, he is an unknown trash.
Another one says, show respect to Kesha or else your career will be ruined. When you hug her, you get accepted into heaven.
Really?
And
key dollar sign ha.
Here's the last one. Even if you didn't know who Kesha was, you still hug her. She's an effing fan. That's actually the one I agree with. Seinfeld's a dick. I mean, I'm sorry, he is.
Going away.
I mean, he is.
Was it Lady Gaga that has the little monsters?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kesha should be the little morons.
The little morons?
Those jerks, if they knew what that guy's done with his empire, right?
Yeah, but they don't. They don't.
Yeah,
it's not a year ago. Sleeping 8 hours seems like an impossible goal. Sure was for me in the O'Mara household last night. But according to a new study, if you sleep just a half hour longer than you usually do, it'll make a huge difference. Researchers at the University of California, San Francisco, found that when people get an average of 36 more minutes of sleep than they were used to, they were way less tired, fatigued, and stressed. They also found it sped up their brain's processing speed by about 13%, and it helped them concentrate better when there were distractions around. I think it makes total sense. I mean, have you ever gotten that great night and you go,
oh yeah,
God,
there's a guy, his name's Schmosker Mantana, or Fantana, I'm sorry, Mantana.
He has some rough sleep patterns.
He would like Schmob Spivak to get him some Schmambian as soon as possible.
Oh, are we back onto that?
Yes, we're back
on that. I thought
we
were done with that.
Back on that gravy train.
All right, let's go visit the Schmambian.
You still have that in the trunk of your car, Rob?
In the mason jar.
Yeah.
Very good. Exciting.
They don't go bad that way.
According to a new study, only 13% of Americans say they're passionate about their jobs. We'll just let this one lay there. Anyone? Show of hands? Anyone?
We could all be yoga instructors as well.
That's true.
23% say they're basically content but not thrilled with what they do, and 64% are indifferent toward their jobs or flat out don't like what they do. Have a great day, everybody. That's sad. I mean, as somebody who's always kind of dug what I do when the I never liked the behind the scenes stuff, but I love the actual, you know, bulk of what we do.
And also,
right,
we're surrounded by people that love their job.
Used panty vending machines.
That's right.
That's Mac, Mac, by the way, right. back on the Tech 411 team.
Is he?
Oh, is he really?
Yes.
Okay, get ready for excellence.
Proud to announce that.
Which means new episodes that'll out. Be a week, maybe two, where there will be another conflict. I look forward
He already texted me, when's the next recording?
Yeah, what Mac. Did you reply? Who is this?
I didn't reply.
Okay, good.
Mac, a 30, and now, oh, sorry, a little something, something.
Don't
now,
get
a 38-year-old guy named William Hall went into a 7-Eleven in Bartow, Florida last week. He was wearing very baggy pants, and he proceeded to shove 15 quarts of motor oil down them. Once they were all in there, he also shoved 30 DVDs down his pants. In his pants!
In my pants!
We don't know all of the movies he picked, but from the photo that the sheriff's office provided, out of the hall, we do know one of them is for an animated version of Lassie.
Oh, no!
Anyway, a cop happened to be in his unmarked car in the parking lot at the time, and if it's 7-Eleven, the parking lot happens to be right in front of the window.
Yeah.
He saw the entire thing, so as William waddled out of the store, he was arrested in Bartow, Florida, for felony theft, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. And it's been a while, but I whipped out a real super quick Florida slogan of the day.
Oh, a new slogan for your home state.
Yes, this is a simple one, and this goes out to William Hall from Bartow, Florida. Florida, come for the sun, stay for the free oil change.
There you go. Oh,
thank you.
Oh,
thank you
no.
How do his pants stay up?
Oil's not light. Shoplifting oil cans. You know, be like Animal House. You know, take the high-end meats out of the grocery store.
Exactly.
That's what you shoplift.
Talk about high-end meats.
Then you can put your cardigan sweater on, you know, and the cute little lady at the door will let you get out because the dog follows the mayor. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with the tiny little sounds. What is your driver's license? License holder. What is
caution,
that saying?
Collecting little sounds.
Rob's little sounds coming right up here on the Mike O'Mara show. He's gonna put it on his car.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Keanu Reeves.
And on this week's episode of the show, Gary tells us what he really thinks of Keanu Reeves, and it's not pleasant.
No, and it's hard for me because I'm a little shy.
Also, Gary has offered to buy me tickets to a musical. I'm thrilled.
I think this would be the last musical you would want to see.
Oh, my goodness.
So guess what? I'm thrilled.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Gary Stein, by the way, when he was dissing Keanu Reeves, he did that by hopping into his Gary Stein time machine. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Stein machine.
The Stein machine.
Yes.
I don't like him.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Do you have a business, a product, or a message?
Or a machine.
Or a Stein machine that you need to let people know about. The best place to do it might be right here. You know the Mike O'Mara Show is like family. Each and every day, we talk about the things that are important to us. We also have a lot of wonderful relationships with advertisers, and you can get in on it. TMOS and thousands of like-minded folks could hear your ad. You will reach thousands of friends you didn't even know you had. It's easy to get your message out. Just email us at sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Big or small business, you will be treated like family. Again, that's sales@MikeO'MaraShow.com. Drop us a line. And let's spread your word. We would love to do that for ye. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for June 8th, 2017. It's Testimony Day, Thursday. I think Comey, they're saying maybe they're starting this thing up about 10 a.m. Some people have said noon. That's another thing.
Who's doing the opening act?
It's actually going to be, who did they say? Hold on just a second. Bobby Slayton.
Oh, he's funny. The pitbull of comedy.
He's got to warm up the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of them. He's not the dead guy, is he?
No, he's the live guy.
Okay, thank you.
Domingos Antonio Gomez, Mike. He's a Portuguese-American.
Can you try this?
Wonderful.
Domingo.
No, I can't. Oh. He is a Portuguese-American musician.
Domingo.
And he has a new world record. He has a new world record. I'm celebrating.
Is it Domingo or Domenico?
It's Domingo.
It's pluralized. It's Domingos.
Okay, Domingos.
Domingos. Antonio Domingos. Gomez.
Yes.
You turn him into a monk. You made him a Dominican.
I don't often break world records, but when I do, I hit the B7 key on a piano 824 times in a minute.
824? What?
He broke the world record for continual hits speed-wise of a single piano key. The B7 key is
that sounds like Buddy Rich playing the drums.
That is the second highest key on the piano keyboard, and he hit it 824 times in a minute.
Whoa. Two hands or one hand?
One. To me, it sounds like he got the palsy. One,
three,
Rob.
Domingos! You done it, Domingos! Oh, that's right. Sardines for everyone!
But he sucks at playing ballads. So anyway.
I got the foodie reference there.
Congratulations, Domingos.
Tapas for everyone!
Bill Cosby has picked a great time to go on trial for rape. Because everyone is talking about Comey. Right?
Absolutely, yeah. Though. Really?
Yeah. He is taking this so seriously that when he left the courthouse on Tuesday, someone in the crowd started singing the Fat Albert theme, and a man who just listened to testimony all day about how guilty he was replied with a cartoon voice. Taking it seriously.
Oh, my God. Is that somebody that's out in the crowd just standing outside the courthouse?
Yeah, you know, the press pool that waits outside?
Not a lot goes on in Pennsylvania, Mike.
So, wow. Yeah, so he's down there. He's listened to a whole day of what a despicable man he might be.
At least he did the Fat Albert.
And
Mike, wait. You're not disgusted by that?
No, I'm sorry. It was just, no. Are they trying to get the
They're trying to nail him.
Yeah.
Well, why was the guy yelling the Fat Albert voice?
I think probably just trying to get a tape that would go viral like this one. But I'm surprised that surrounded...
To play tackle!
He's surrounded by his keepers. He actually has a man leading him now because he's saying he's legally blind.
Yeah, he says he's blind.
So why can't he just pipe down? Mm-hmm. This is not helping him.
The man is in denial.
Hold on. Did Cosby do that?
Yeah, Cosby said, hey, hey, hey.
That's why.
I'm sorry. You didn't explain it well. I didn't get it. I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
I understood it was Cosby.
That's Cosby himself?
Yeah, play the tape again. The singing is coming from the press pool, but the hey, hey, hey reply is Cosby.
So the guy from the press pool like gives the musical theme to the Cosby kids.
Right, to Fat Albert.
And then Cosby does that.
Right, listen.
Okay. Wow.
The guy is in denial.
He is.
It actually creeps me a little
bit. Like,
he just
think cameras are there and they're doing a reunion for the Cosby Show.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, are they going to put him away already?
Already?
That's a great question.
You know what? Nobody knows. Nobody knows because this is a statute of limitations on the, you know, on the bubble for a lot of this stuff, and a long time has passed between. You know, we will see. But I think nobody's been talking about it, so I really don't even know. I don't have an answer for whether he's going to be convicted or not.
It has been awfully in the second tier of news lately because there's
barely
made
it on the nightly news.
Yeah,
barely.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk rednecks.
Hold on, let me roll my window down.
Here's a guy, and he narrowly cheats death because he shoots a refrigerator that's full of an explosive called Tannerite. He hides behind a tree. There's a crook in the tree. He uses it to balance his rifle, and he shoots this refrigerator. He cheats death because when it blows up, and I'll play you this in a sec, the door comes straight off the refrigerator. This is on our Facebook page, and comes right at him. He misses it only because there's a tree in front of him. And you know what? You think that's lucky, but then you have to think, what bad decisions led up to the fact that he's going to fill a refrigerator with explosives and shoot it? Mm-hmm. That's a series of bad decisions. But this is what it sounds like when a refrigerator blows up and nearly kills a redneck.
Holy
always, God.
Oh, yeah.
But you think the
can I say something about social media posts right now? I have a 3-year-old son who is really into daddy, show me this, daddy, show me this.
Right.
And does everything have to be peppered with F and S all the time? I mean, I'm so tired of, you know, I'll be sitting there. I'm like, oh, a shark, a grouper eats a sand shark that's on a guy in a kayak's fish line. And does it always have to be, holy effing SSFFSS?
I think that.
Nobody can express themselves anymore.
Mike,
I sound like an old fart. I swear to God, I know
if it's sheer terror. I hate even defending these jerks.
I agree.
You don't know how you're going to react.
But at the same time, it's just, you know, you want to share stuff. And really, this goes into the whole category of overly narrating something that's just amazing on
True.
Video.
True.
You
know,
I would say if you, and it's probably even worse, Mike, because how many times have we, even as adults, take your kids out of the equation.
Sure.
Have you press play on a video and you're like, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, kids are going to love this.
And it's just not. It's not,
no,
nothing.
It's horrible.
It's, the description doesn't match. The videos, the guy's talking over or he's cursing over. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Right.
I'm just saying, I think you got more chance of your video going even more viral if you don't pepper it with like mindless. I mean, I don't mind an initial S or an F because that's the reaction.
Right.
But then when it's just constantly, holy F, yeah. holy F,
like,
holy
I can't
F,
believe the like, catfish just bit
you know,
me.
Let
me
offer this. You live in a basement, but, you know, stop it. All right?
It's a finished basement. Let me offer this. I do believe all videos would be better if instead of F or S, you just said.
Thank you,
Rob. Your magic audio
thank
vault. You. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
Good circle back there. I like that. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the 24/7 live stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two Bs. Good one today.
Great one today.
MikeOmaraShow.com. Our mailing address for all of your wooden chickens is TMOS, Box 32, 101, Washington, D.C., 2007. And thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So, bye long.
Toodles.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.